Are you an HR department of one trying to figure out how to balance task and strategy while keeping up with changes in regulatory compliance? Do you need a fresh outlook on old topics? Then stop what you're doing, grab your coffee, and get ready to recharge. If you have people, you have problems to solve and things to do. Your host is Brenda Neckvottle, a 20-year human resource professional, ready to explore the HR industry with veterans of business and life with fresh eyes and new ideas. Learn about the rapidly evolving changes in employment law around the country, as well as new tactics to deploy and build engagement in your workforce. If you're looking to implement new practices to make your job easier in HR, then this podcast is for you.
Hey there, and welcome to the Best Practices in Human Resources podcast. I'm back and I've got a lot of energy. Sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. It's all right. It's good to have a lot of energy. I've been down and out for a little bit, for a couple weeks. And you know what? We're going to be talking about that today. And how do you recover from a crash? And it's important stuff to go through. And if you, I'll tell you what, if you are a first time listener to this show, welcome. Because you're in for a super, super treat. I am Brenda, the HR lady. And you know what? I want to thank you for being here. This is awesome. And if you guys are coming back yet again to keep listening to me yammering away and give you all sorts of really great knowledge bombs, I'm super excited that you guys are here. So, but my job is I'm here to help share with you the strategic and tactical HR knowledge so you can master the what and the how in this field. I'm in the human business, which means a greater number of dynamics in the workplace to balance and manage. And you know what? That also means taking care of you too. And I'm, if anybody's been following me for a long time, you know I am a massive, massive proponent on taking care of yourself. And that is going to be the overarching message. Got it? Track it? Yeah, got it. We're on it. Okay, great. Just roll with it. And that, but, you know, we're going to get real. We're going to get a little grimy today. And talk about, you know, talk about reality and what's going on. So at least over on my end, and how you can take what I've been going through and use it to absolutely crush it moving forward. So if you like what you hear, right, we've got awesome people that listen to this podcast. There's a lot more awesome people out there that we want to reach. And if this information is helpful for you, even if you're not in the field of human resources and you're actually listening to this because you're getting something out of it, you know what? We want to reach out and impact other people's lives too. So do me a favor. Would you please leave a 5-star review? And you can leave your review over on Apple Podcasts. You can leave your review anywhere you get this, over at Stitcher, iHeartRadio. And you know what? Those are really great opportunities to reach out. Those testimonials help keep this show right up towards the top so that people who are looking for information, who are stuck, who are lost, they're feeling frustrated, can actually get access to this information. So we would love to have that. Look, we have a free HR assessment that is coming out. It is rolling out here soon, sometime being released here in July. I know we're right in the middle of the month, so it will definitely be launched towards the back end, and we'll have that available for you guys. And basically what it is for the HR professional that you can use to perform a very quick visual gap analysis to kind of help channel where you need to focus your efforts. And if you really don't quite know what to do, the HR compliance strategy masterclass will also be releasing later in July as well. So definitely watch and keep your eyes open for that. Listen, if you're looking for up-to-date information, because everything is changing so bloody fast, there's a really great tool and resource that we have available for you. It's called the HR Resource Site. You join that, you become my VIP, and it is well worth the investment. You are worth the investment. It gives you access to current HR news, which includes 6 major employment news categories, such as COVID updates, employment law, legal updates, litigation, collective bargaining, and unionization, as well as affirmative action, EEO, and reporting, and OFCCP updates for those of you who are in government contracting, which, by the way, EEO-1 reporting, there was a flash that came out and an update onto when that reporting is going to be due. So if you've been filing it or know you need to file it or not really quite sure if you're sure, you should go ahead and look that information up. It is out there for you. And then also we get you information on disability. Actually, to be honest with you, you can just log in to the HR resource site and find out for yourself. So get real time comprehensive updates for individual states as well. have over 100 streaming articles from nearly 70 resources across the U.S. and one in Canada. We have downloadable HR tools, videos, case law summaries, and also, now that Clubhouse is here for Android, if you want to be a member of Clubhouse and have not yet gotten an invitation, go ahead. Join up, you become a VIP, and you get an invite, plus you get the very best of me. So we have a closed Facebook group just for VIPs. It's a small, close-knit group. It's growing. They're awesome. We love them. And yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff. You know that my friend Will Branham has been on the show, episode number 78. He owns his own CBD company, retired 26-year, senior chief, Navy SEAL. Love this man to death. He sent me something really cool the other day. Oh, CBD bath bombs. Yes, you heard me correctly. CBD bath bombs. Holy shnikes. I cannot continue to rave at how wonderful these things are. I've gotten back into working out, making changes for myself, getting a little healthier. I say that because now I'm like all congested up and from traveling and whatnot. But yeah, holy Moses. The first time I tried these things, I had just gotten back from the gym. It was a heavy, heavy workout. I pushed myself harder than I had for a long time. And like nothing was working right. I felt like a newborn fawn walking home from the gym. Just my legs were all funky and wobbly. And I had no coordination whatsoever. It was great. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to try this and see what it does. I sat in that thing for 30 minutes. And absorbed 25 milligrams of CBD into my system through my skin. And I thought, I need to go take down. I need to go lay down, take a nap. And I did. And I'll tell you what. The swelling in my system went down. My body just started relaxing. I had the best sleep that night that I've had in a very, very long time. My recovery from working out and pushing myself harder was much better. I actually could stand on my own 2 feet the next day, and I wasn't wobbling around like Bambi firstborn. It was fantastic. So listen, if you're looking for ways to make a positive improvement on your physical well-being, work on pain management, get some of that swelling down, look, visit nw-recovery.com. That's n-recovery.com. Use the code NAKEDHR, and we say get naked over there simply because the goal is to drop your ego, get yourself exposed, and open up, conquer adversity, conquer mediocrity, and just absolutely crush it. But if you get the code, use the code NAKEDHR, you actually get 20% off on your first purchase. So definitely, definitely well worth the investment. Forest Capital Management is an independent financial advisory firm helping small and medium-sized businesses optimize their retirement plans. Now, look, there's all sorts of strategies that you can take when it comes to managing your retirement plans. Look, there's a lot of compliance that comes with that. But you know what? This is something where you don't want to be in the position of doing it wrong. You really, really don't. Okay. It's one of those things where your retirement plan is instrumental to your employee success in life after their work with you. Okay. So why not help them out? This is a really great way to reward them appropriately. And they help plan sponsors like you ensure your 401k, your 403b, or whatever pension program that you have is designed and operating in a way that maximizes the success for your employees. Now, to learn more, I highly recommend you jump on their website, reach out to their advisor. His name is Alex Clegg, really awesome guy. And see how you can improve your retirement plan. So visit Forest Capital at forestcapitalmanagement.com. That's forestcapitalmanagement.com. And you know what? When I first learned about it, I wish I had somebody that I could talk to as well. I had a lot of wish I had, and this is definitely one that I struggled in quite a bit until I actually got the hang of it. So having somebody around to talk to is just absolutely fantastic. So definitely check them out.
There are approximately 2,500 members of the U.S. Special Operations community who transition out of active duty military service every single year. The Honor Foundation has dedicated its mission to serving these elite individuals on their journey to prepare for life once they take off the uniform. In the past few years, we've begun our own journey to reach this number, launching 3 physical campuses in San Diego, California, Virginia Beach, Virginia, and near Wilmington, North Carolina, along with a virtual campus to reach members of the community anywhere on the planet. I spent 26 years in the Special Operations community as a SEAL. I graduated from THS program, I served on the board of directors, and now I'm proud to lead this organization into the future to continue assisting these transitioning service members and their families. Our dedicated team, our world-class program, and our incredible tribes of supporters are standing by to help THF alumni and future fellows, and are committed to providing the best possible support system and resources to better serve this community. Our vision for the Honor Foundation is clear: to impact every transitioning service member from the U.S. Special Operations Enterprise through our programs and support, and to be a catalyst for overhauling the entire DoD transition program. It's a big task, but the community deserves it, and we're driving full steam ahead to make this a reality. If you've been inspired with what the Honor Foundation's done in the last 5 years, I welcome you all to join us as we craft the next chapter in defining what it means to serve others with honor for life.
So today's going to be a little bit of a short episode, and I apologize for that. As you can hear, I am funky in the head, and I'm actually getting over a inner ear infection, and I haven't had one of these since I was 15. And just to kind of give you an idea of how much time that is, I'm turning 50 in like 6 weeks. So, not even 6 weeks. Oh, about six. We'll call it 6 weeks. So, you know, this is the way I feel right now, and the fact that I have this funk, which I don't get sick, but I know why I'm sick. And no, it's not COVID. But whoever thought that, don't even go there. It's not COVID. I know it's not COVID. But here's what happens to me. When I have a huge, when I've been running on high energy for a while, and I've got all sorts of good things happening for me, to me, because I've worked really hard to get there. And I've just got that juiced up momentum. And I'm talking about, like, I've been on this high. I've been on this very high level of performance now for about 2 years, which I have pushed it to the limit. And actually, I'm pretty sure I've crossed a threshold that I probably should have settled a little bit. But nonetheless, it's been a really fantastic run. Some really amazing things have happened. I've met incredible people. Said some of you I've met who are, I'm listening to right, or I'm talking to right now. Those of you are listening. You know, so much amazing stuff. Well, you know what? That's all really great energy, and that energy comes up, right? And it keeps you going. It keeps you motivated. Keeps me motivated, right? In 2.5 years, I haven't really introverted. I mean, in September, you know, I had a stretch last year where I had about, in 5 weeks, 6 people I knew died during COVID. And none of it was related to COVID. It ranged from, it was a accidental shooting to, you name it, all sorts of stuff. But none of it was related to COVID. And then, you know, my business partner, he passed away. You've heard me talk about that a little bit. And the reason why he's kind of coming up right now is because we're coming up the 1 year anniversary of that happening. He died July 30th, a year ago. And on my birthday, which was August 6th last year, I woke up that morning. One of my SEALs that I was trying to work with and trying to help, he had passed away. And he had all sorts of physical problems. He'd been dealing with cancer for a long time. We were trying to get him some assistance, and a long story. Anyway, woke up that morning on my birthday, he died, and I found out right before I was going to my business partner's funeral. So needless to say, it was a heavy day, and I started to crash. And so I grabbed the dog, grabbed a rental SUV, packed enough of what I needed to continue doing life, including this. I hit the road for 25 days. I had planned to be gone for a month, and I came back 5 days short of that. And all I did was drive around the U.S. and I had business meetings and I listened and studied on how to make some things better in business. I had ideas, I had things I wanted to do, but I just dedicated 25 days to kind of restructuring my future. And then I got after it. So I've been operating on high energy for a long time. Even before that road trip. Very, very high energy. And the book comes out, which was just huge. And oh my gosh, you guys are just wonderful. I'm getting emails, messages. Everybody's telling me how much they appreciate it. Like some people are like, oh my God, I thought you were just like talking to me. So thank you so very much. So I had all this momentum going. The book comes out. We release it. And the day that it was formally released was on a Saturday, which was June 5th. We did a soft launch on June 4th. And I'm on the plane coming back up from Dallas. And I felt it happening. And it's an unmistakable feeling for me. My mind was blown at this point. And all of a sudden, I just felt like I couldn't even think anymore. And I just felt it started to settle in. And it was the beginning of the momentum of what I call the crash. We all crash. We all just get to a point where we have peaked at some level of success or some level of energy that drives us, something that motivates us, something that influences us. And when you're running at a high level of that, get ready, you're going to crash, right? You're just going to crash. And what happens for me, and I know this happens for other people too, which is the reason why I want to talk about it, because look, when you're dealing with your career in HR, you're going to go through things that are going to require you to operate at a high level, like a level that you're not used to. And it'll likely be for a short period of time. Could be for a month, could be for a couple of weeks while you're dealing with a really, you know, difficult employee relations thing. But nonetheless, somewhere in your career, it could be a project, right? You're going to operate at a very high level. Once that's done, and if you get any form of gratitude from it, or any form of, just, you know, satisfaction, when you start coming down, you're going to come down hard. Because whatever sustained you and kept you going, like, you know, you push through situations, right? That's only temporary. That's not something that can keep you going for the long haul. So if you're a person that can endure, like I can endure, holy cow, can I endure? You're going to come down hard. You're going to crash. And you're going to wake up and you're going to feel unmotivated, un-everything, you're not even sure what direction you're going to go in. I mean, like, you know you have task things that you need to do. But you're going to wake up and just go, oh my gosh, now what? And that's the crash. And it's big when it happens. And not a lot of people are prepared for it, nor do they even know how to deal with it. And so that's what I'm here to share with you about today, is how can you deal with the crash? Now, there's a lot of things that you can do for yourself in the moment when it happens. And it's not going to resolve anything, I'm going to tell you right now. Just because you go get a massage, which is a really great idea when you crash, by the way, that doesn't mean that you're going to get all that momentum and all of that energy back and all of that really good juju, right? Not going to happen. When you crash, you don't just hit bottom like you dropped a penny in a well. It's a decline, and you're not really quite sure where that bottom is just yet. It's your way of your system and your body of off-gassing all of that pressure, even though it was positive pressure. Like if you are a positive individual and you're looking at you know, a situation that's high stress, high energy, feeding you, right? it's not always negative, but even when it is negative, you're going to be dealing with high levels of cortisol, high levels of stress, high levels of, you know, endorphins, high levels of energy. Is another word I wanted to use. It's not coming to me. My brain's kind of foggy right now. And when all that starts going away, it chemically alters your body. It really, really does. Adrenaline. That's the word I was looking for. Your body is activated by these hormones and activated by these chemicals. And then when the situation, and when you start coming over that hump and you start going down, those chemicals go away. And what you're left with is this feeling of funk because it's not feeding that system. And so you do this gradual slide down to a level you're not really quite sure what bottom is going to look like or what is it going to feel like. All you know is that you're coming down. And when you're coming down, your brain gets foggy. You have zero motivation to do anything at all. And along the downslide, you also start to question things in life. You question, did I make the right decision? Where do I go from here? What do I do next? I mean, you're literally going to sit and look at your desk and go, oh, I have literally no desire to do anything that I absolutely need to. And you know what? That's totally fine to a point. It's fine that you're going through it. Because that's your body's way and your mind's way psychologically of giving you a break. Your body's an amazing thing. And if you listen to it, it'll tell you what you should do. And then there are times where your mind thinks it's listening to its body and you think it's telling you what you need to do. But here's the thing. Your body will outlast your mindset any day of the week and twice on Sunday. It really will. If you've heard all the team guys that come through, all the SEALs that come through on the show, and one thing that has absolutely gotten them through buds is the fact that they had to conquer their mind because their body was physically capable of doing so much more. It's mind that told them that they can't do anything first. So when your body, though, tells you that it's time to take a break. Like if you're one of those people that hasn't taken a vacation in 2.5 years, like me, your body is going to tell you and it is going to mess your mind up because your mind is used to making that decision first, not your body. But when your body tells you that you got to take it down a notch or 52, it's going to confuse your mind. Your mind's not going to know what to do with that. And that's the crash. Right? That's the effects of the crash. So you get down to the bottom or you're on your way and you're trying to figure out, oh my gosh, how do I do this? What do I do next? All of a sudden you can't remember anything you did really good. You're making mistakes. You might get sick like I am right now. You might sit there and just like you don't want to do anything. You can feel it. Like you emotionally want to not be anywhere important. But the thing is that you also don't know what it is that you want to do either. It's a really weird feeling. When you crash, you just go massive introvert. You don't tell anybody what's going on. You just get quiet. And then it happens. At the very bottom of the crash, you start to think, what am I supposed to do with my life? Where do I go from here? And then people start questioning, is this really what I want to do? Is this really the direction of my life that I should be in? And you get confused. And you get confused for a little while. And you can light candles, inhale incense, you can sit there and meditate all you want. But that part of your brain is going to ask this question. What do I do next? so here's the solution to it. All the stuff that I've been preaching to you guys for a while about putting your plan together, knowing what you want, right? Journal about it if you journal about it. Doing the worksheet in the back of the book, or doing, you know, when I, in the early days, when we had that worksheet out with the membership site, sitting there and figuring out what you want and pointing your compass in a direction is the only way that you're going to get through this with and get back to the same resolve. Now, you're going to get through it, right? Even if you don't have a plan of attack for your life, you're still going to get through it. But when you come out on the other side of that plan of attack, or when you come out on the other side of that funk and you don't have a plan of attack, now you literally feel like you have to start from square one. What do I want to do with my life, right? And then you start getting enough energy to start working on rebuilding your world again. So have a plan, because people, and I'm going to say like me, because I have a network of people that operate at the same level that I'm at, meaning that we are winners, right? Even when we fail. And the reason why we're winners is because we are out there doing things, stretching ourselves to think bigger, be bigger, not be bigger like in popularity or anything, just be bigger in our own lives, be bigger in our intentions, you know, be greater at everything that we do, even though we're human and sometimes we make mistakes, right? We work out, we have faith, we focus in on family time. We absolutely make decisions for ourselves that include our business, that include our future, that include our money, right? That are meant to help us along, and that they increase the value of everything that we do. That's a very high level to play at. That's a very high level field. And I tell you right now, these people crash too, and I see it. I see it happening. There's a lot of really positive momentum that's going on. And, you know, if you're a person like me who has no support system at home, then, you know, you're relying on everything. And then throw in a little bit other mix, which I've never really mentioned about, is that, you know, I also have to take care of, you know, my father who has ALS, who has Alzheimer's, and make sure that he's squared away. And working with my sister and making sure that she's squared away, right? So it's a lot. But the difference between somebody who crashes and the difference between somebody who crashes with a plan and somebody who crashes without a plan for their future, who has it, people who have their future mapped out, at least, and I'm not talking about it's going to happen like in the moment. The people who have an idea of where they're going, and they've got a plan, and they're working that plan, regardless of how they feel, they're going to recover from the crash 80 times faster and stronger than somebody who doesn't. So I talk to you guys about putting something together for your life. Know where you want to go in your career in HR. Know what you want to do. Know what your skills are. Know what your talents are. Right? Know what you enjoy. Like, if you are like me and enjoy the people side of things, meaning that you enjoy giving somebody some information that makes a difference in their day. If you enjoy teaching people something that they never considered before and they take it and they run with it and become an outrageous success. If you're like that, pursue that. Don't sit there and do compliance all day long. Right? It'll be mind-numbing for you. I, on the other hand, actually enjoy learning about compliance, and I like teaching about compliance. I make my mistake about it. I don't like sitting doing it in compliance, but I know how important it is at the same time, right? Keep a company all squared away and protected. But I know where my strengths are, and I know how to effectively utilize them, and that's exactly what I do every day. Do I feel effective 100%? No. right? There are days where it's like, I need to record this course, or I need to do this and do that. And I'm just kind of like, oh, I'm wiped out, not interested, right? But when I feel that, I look at my plan, which is directly to my left, and I look at the things that I want to achieve on my vision board, which is surrounded me in my office, which you guys don't see because it's only in my line of sight. And you know what? It keeps me on track. But because it's because I know what I want. If I didn't have those things, I would be right back to where I was 3 years ago and trying to figure out, okay, I just had a real major crash. Where do I go next? What do I do? And so that's the reason why I preach this. Now, I got something fun coming out soon. It's still in the process of designing it, and it's a victory journal. And this is something that I did. I've mentioned about it. If you've read the book and you've heard me talk about have a victory journal, this is something that I did. I'm expecting it to drop either August or September. So it'll be a lot of fun. It's a journal just for HR people. Anybody can really use it, really, to be honest with you. But it's a journal for HR people. That's what it's designed for. To talk about, to make sure that you're aware of what it is that you do. And, you know, it'll help keep you on track. And that's the whole point about it. So it'll be a lot of fun. So watch for that. That's coming. And, you know, I wouldn't be doing my job here on a podcast if I didn't share with you that I am really looking forward to speaking in Baltimore, Dallas. Actually, I have two speaking gigs in Dallas. One is with a private group, and we're going to be talking about hiring stuff for CEOs. It would be really great. And, you know, I'm looking forward to Dallas. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys in Baltimore, Dallas, and Utah over in Provo. And most importantly, I'm also really excited about training the actor shooter plan. So the details of that, you know, I mentioned at the very beginning of this podcast, and I'm going to hop off here because I'm starting to wind down here a little bit, and my ears starting to bother me, at least on the inside back of my throat. So we're just going to wrap this up here real quick. But you know what? Look, if you are trying to figure out what has to happen next for you, this is the place where you want to be. You want to be either in Baltimore, Dallas, or Provo. You really do. You need to invest in yourself, because that's the only way you're going to get ready for a crash. And I'm not just saying it to sell tickets. Trust me. The reason why we're doing this is so that, number one, we get a chance to meet all these really great people that we communicate with through social media. And number two, we know what it takes because we've done it. We've gotten there. And although we come from different paths, you know what? There's still a lot of the same elements that Suzanne and I had tackled. And that's why we're doing this, is to help you shortcut your way to getting those things done. We didn't have mentors that told us, here's how you win in life and in HR. Hell no. I had to go find that stuff on my own. And now I've got, you know, this group that I'm involved with, they tell me whether I want to hear it or not. The first thing I do in the morning is I get up and I listen to this podcast of the guy who owns it. His name is Ryan Steuben. One of these days I'm going to get him on here as a podcast guest. And he's really awesome. And he is just brim and firestone preacher about making the best of your life. And I love it, right? First thing in the morning, I don't have the energy yet. Nicole's driving me crazy in the morning, right? He's being obnoxious. But yet, you know, we go out for our morning walk, get him watered. I haven't even had my coffee yet. And that's the first thing that I hear is Ryan yelling in my ear. And I love it. I mean, he doesn't yell at me, right? He is very much fire and brimstone when he has these podcasts and he talks about things that he's passionate about that makes a change for other people. I need that to keep me going, because when I'm in this crash, that's what reminds me. But the thing is that when I had my crash this time, and this was a big one, because I've been down for a couple of weeks now, not down like emotionally down, I mean just like boom, crashed, right? What do I do next? It's like I was foggy, I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. All I had to do was look at my plan and went, okay, that's where I need to start focusing. Not get my energy back, not you know, sit around and, you know, decompress more, more, more. I just started chipping away at my plan very little. Because I know that when I stopped totally, I didn't fail. I quit. And when I felt this crash, the first thing that went through my mind is, I can't quit. I've done too much good stuff to quit. I can't quit. Nor do I want to. I just want to get back to that level again, where I have all this good stuff coming in at me, right? We go through these seasons. It's just going to happen. But the difference between somebody who feels lost and stays lost and somebody who feels lost and keeps moving forward is the fact that they've done the work and they have a direction that they're working towards. It's clear. It's written down. It's visible or accessible. So that when those down moments hit, you've got your roadmap very close to you. And it's not written out in big words. It's not written out in lots of words. It's simply stated. And now the path to getting your motivation back just means that you have to heal up a little bit and then you can keep going. You know, people who fail, people who fall down, people who make mistakes go through the exact same process. But this is a little different. I don't want to say a backward slide because it's not a backward slide. It's a downward slide. You're still moving forward. It's a downward slide, but it's a season. So it's a forward moving valley. But you got a little bit of a hill that you have to climb up to get out of it. And soon enough, all of a sudden, next thing you know it, you get your juice back, you get your mojo, and you don't even have to climb the hill. You literally take the elevator back up to that top again. And I'm in the elevator. I'm riding right back up to the top. Why is that? Not because I have some elite key and I know the secret password to get into the elevator. No, it's because all I'm doing is just rejuvenating the energy and pick up right where I need to be in the plan. That's why I preach this to you guys. That's why I say focus in on yourself. That's why I sit there and say, do the work. Sit down. Know what it is that you want. It's because when you get to this point where you have a crash and all of a sudden you're like, I don't want to quit. This is the direction that I want to go in my life. And you know that and you know what it looks like or you know what your plan is. You know what it is that you want to do. You know who it is that you have to reach out to. You know what? You're going to take the elevator right back up to the top again. You don't have to do all that work because you've done it. Now all it is just raising your energy level. And that will come on its own. But for those who backslide and lose out and feel like they've fallen apart or they failed, those who have not done the work to be successful, those who have not done the thinking and the discipline, you guys are going to have to climb that hill. So which would you rather do when you're in the valley? Would you rather climb the arduous hill and struggle with all the thoughts like I'm not good enough and, you know, wrestle with, you know, that voice inside your head that tells you you can't do this, nobody wants to help you, blah, blah, blah? Or would you rather just take the elevator back up to the level where it's to that floor that you left off on and just say, here I am. Just took a vacation, guys. Good to see you again. Let's get at it. What's going on? Where do we start? There's a difference. Think about that. Think about that this week. There's a massive difference between the two. Massive difference. All right, guys. Listen, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Thank you for bearing with me as I feel like, so I appreciate you guys so very much. And talk to you next week. Love y'all.